I have known women and some grown men to break down and cry when Percy Sledge's high tenor hit the first note on When a Man Loves a Woman. That was his breakthrough R&B mega hit that carried him to fame and fortune in the mid-1960s. These lyrics ring true for anyone who has ever been in love. Surely you can relate. Because it's hard to keep your mind on anything else when the love of your life is seen with another man or another woman. Some people never recover from a broken heart, a messy divorce, or a messy marriage. Being seriously in love, giving yourself away totally and completely, and later to find yourself lonely, depressed, and alone, is more than enough to drive a sane person insane. Truth be told, nothing unravels a person like a broken heart. It can shatter self-confidence and break the strongest of the strong. Even Samson, the strongest man who ever lived, was brought low by the honey charm of Delilah, a delicate, small-frame woman who had her mojo working that day. He went to sleep in her lap. But I've got a word for you. Get over it. Move on. There's more than one fish in the sea, is what my mama used to tell us. Then, too, a new mailman, she said, is knocking at somebody's mailbox every day. So keep your eyes open and pay attention. The mailman might just be looking, too. Stay active, stay alert, and make sure you stay busy. Occupy your mind with some good stuff. Do not suffer in silence. Talk it out. Get out of your comfort zone and go make yourself some new friends. Stop recalling, remembering, reliving, recycling the nightmare. Move on. You are deliciously wonderful, a fine, unique specimen made in God's sweet image. And we all know that God don't make no junk. So get up and get to it. The good Lord has both a plan and a purpose for your life. You know the deal. Seek and you will find. Ask, and you will be given. Knock, and the door will be open. Start doing this right now. Now, here are a few more things you can do. Number one, control your mind. What the mind thinks about is what the mind brings about, what the mind creates or attracts. You get back, you know, what you send out. Pay attention to your innermost thoughts, both conscious and unconscious. Unlike people, thoughts just don't lie. Unconscious thoughts are the strongest and best of all thoughts, so learn how to use them. Number two, control your mouth. Some people just talk too much. Others don't talk nearly enough. In all things, practice moderation. And remember your grandmother's sage advice. Bees are caught with honey, not with vinegar. Words can kill and words can heal, so use the good words. Good words are the offspring of good thoughts. So get up, dust yourself off, dry your eyes, fix your face, shampoo your mind. Put some pep in your step, put some glide in your stride. What you came here to do is still waiting on you.